hesitation, call. Ross was thinking that without heavy doses of Thorazine, Benson's psychotic thinking would be unchecked and could be dangerous.
Oh, yes, the nurse said. I remember now. Dr. Morris told us that only medication orders from him or from Dr. Ross were to be followed. We don't know this Dr. McPhee, so we waited to call him to confirm the therapy. Dr. McPherson, Ross said heavily, is the chief of the NPS.
The nurse frowned at the signature.
Well, how are we supposed to know that? You can't read the name. Here.
She handed back the chart.
We thought it looked like McPhee, and the only McPhee in the hospital directory is a gynecologist, and that didn't seem logical, but sometimes doctors will put a note in the wrong chart by mistake, so we...
All right, Ross said, waving her hand.
All right, just get him his Thorazine now, will you?
Right away, doctor, the nurse said.
She gave her a dirty look and went to the medicine locker. Ross went down the hall to room 710. The cop sat outside Benson's room with his chair tipped back against the wall. He was reading Secret Romances with more interest than Ross would have thought likely. She knew without asking where he had gotten the magazine. He had been bored. One of the nurses had given it to him. He was also smoking a cigarette, flicking the ashes in the general direction of an ashtray on the floor. He looked up as she came down the hall.
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening. She stifled an impulse to lecture him on his sloppy demeanor, but the cops weren't under her jurisdiction, and besides, she was just irritated with the nurses.
Everything quiet? She asked.
Pretty quiet.
Inside 710, she could hear television, a talk show with laughter. Someone said,
And what did you do then?
There was more laughter. She opened the door. The room lights were off. The only light came from the glow of the television. Benson had apparently fallen asleep. His body was turned away from the door, and the sheets were pulled up over his shoulder. She clicked the television off and crossed the room to the bed. Gently, she touched his leg.
Harry, she said softly. Harry.
She stopped. The leg beneath her hand was soft and formless. She pressed down. The leg bulged oddly. She reached for the bedside lamp and turned it on, flooding the room with light. Then she pulled back the sheets. Benson was gone. In his place were three plastic bags of the kind the hospital used to line wastebaskets. Each had been inflated and then knotted shut tightly. Benson's head was represented by a wadded towel, his arm by another.
Officer, she said in a low voice, you'd better get your ass in here.
The cop came bounding into the room, his hand reaching for his gun. Ross gestured to the bed.
Holy shit, the cop said. What happened? I was going to ask you.
The cop went immediately to the bathroom and checked there. It was empty. He looked in the closet.
His clothes are still here. When was the last time you looked into this room? But his shoes are gone, the cop said, still looking in the closet. His shoes are missing.